podcast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
Well, should we kick this magic off?
We're making magic, baby. Fucking Penn and Teller, you ain't got shit on us, motherfucker.
I'm gonna slide my magic wand right up inside this.
Tim found that very funny.
Penn and Teller ain't got shit on us. We're making so much rat magic, we might actually avoid Superman rape. Not likely.
Nope, not likely.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Tancast.
I have a podcast I do with my two old roommates. Our names are Tim, Andy, and Noah, so we called it Tancast because we are not creative. And basically we talk about movies and TV and, you know, current events, but really it's just an excuse for us to get together about once a week and insult each other's mothers for about an hour, and it's good time. But it's filled with inappropriate content, inappropriate language. Like, our most popular bit is this debate we did about whether or not you could stop Superman from raping you if you wanted to. Yeah, spoiler alert, no. It's gonna happen. happy thoughts. But if you ask, like, you're clean on stage, why do you have this sweaty podcast? The best laughs you get in life are the laughs you get when you're not supposed to be laughing. Like you're in church and someone cuts off.
Tancast.
Welcome to Tancast, everybody.
Same as it's always been.
Same as it ever was. Same as it ever was.
Please. Well, repeat it. I'm Tim, the T in Tancast.
I'm Andy. Apparently we're repeating everything we say.
I'm Noah, the N in Tancast. You guys don't know the song, the Talking Heads song? Same as it ever was.
Same as it ever was. Here's what I do know. If you hear this sound, that means there's a link to what we're talking about in the show notes.
Motherfuckers! Titty suckers!
Two ball bitch hoes!
I remember that. I don't remember the whole thing, though.
I thought that was it. Motherfucking titty sucking two ball bitch hoe.
I think it was.
Oh, motherfucking titty sucking two ball bitch. So there's something after that, too. Like, if you wanted to, you know, extend it out. Extend a cut.
Do a deep cut. Extended play. Remix.
Speaking of extended cut, I don't know why, but I've been saying to my son a lot recently when he's pooped in his diaper, uh-oh, I'm in a big boy mess.
You're going to fuck that kid up for life.
Every time I do it, it gets longer.
Okay, he's going to be in high school and be like, I'm in a big boy mess.
Like, what the fuck is wrong with that? No, hopefully we'll have him potty trained very soon, because fuck, this is getting old.
For the listeners who don't know, Sandy Steck, this comedian I used to work with at the radio station. I don't know where. Oh, it was this tranny she saw at a McDonald's with a friend of hers, and then they started doing that tranny's voice. And that was the way she sounded in their head. And then for some reason, the big catchphrase was, uh-oh, I made a big boy mess. And the other part was, who's going to clean up all these raisins? I'm serious.
I forgot about the raisins.
But so, like, as we would repeat it, the uh-oh would get longer and longer, because I thought it was hilarious. So I would say it to her almost every time I saw her. It was kind of like a greeting. I'd be like, uh-oh. And it was fun. One time I just did that until I ran out of breath and never got to the O.
Just fell over, passed out.
Yeah. I actually died.
Oh, that's good.
And now you're back from outer space.
Zombie Tim.
Yes, I used the resurrection stone.
Yeah, very good.
Oh, Harry Potter reference.
Harry
bitches.
Potter reference in the motherfucking house.
Did you see the spoiler picks for Batman, Tim, or do you even care?
Spoiler picks.
Like, it's kind of spoiler. They just post a bunch of pictures of Batman and Bane online.
Oh. How are they spoilers?
I'm assuming they're...
I guess you'll see scenes from movie that aren't in the trailer.
Well, that aren't in a current trailer. They've got another year to make more trailers.
Well, yeah, aren't in the current trailer. So spoiler in the sense that you see more than maybe you wanted to.
Yeah, because you see jack shit in the current teaser trailer. It was like a
but
flash
I mean, it's not like there's a picture where like Bane is holding the plot diagram or something.
Yeah.
Well, right, but I think people consider that spoilers. If you see more of the movie before they released it,
if it's Bane like with a finger in his nose, I'm gonna be like, oh, right there, that's where he picked his nose. I already saw that.
I consider spoilers to be more plot point. Like, yeah. if I see him holding Batman's broken body, I'm like, oh, well, that's a spoiler.
No, I don't know. I think generally you spoilers is, like, if it hasn't been officially released and you're seeing more than you normally would have, I consider that a spoiler.
I don't know if I'd agree with that. Here's something. I saw pictures of Bane. I haven't seen any more pictures of Batman. Here's something I will tell you. There's no need to bother staying for the end of the Harry Potter credits.
Nothing happens?
Yeah, I thought maybe Samuel Jackson would try and recruit him for the Avengers. Get my wand, motherfucker! Which one's your wand? The one that says bad, motherfucker!
Nice.
Does Dumbledore look like a bitch?
Yes.
Then why are you trying to fuck him like a bitch?
Me and Tim were discussing how soothing Morgan Freeman's voice is. And
rather Noah said it, and I agreed.
So we were discussing.
It was just a very, very short discussion.
Yeah, exactly. They didn't go on after that.
It did. We discussed the finer points of his timbre and tone.
These are lies.
But anyways, I believe that Morgan Freeman has a very, very soothing voice. Why, yes, Noah, I would agree. Yes, quite. Yes, quite. Quite. Quite.
All right, Andy, you're derailing it.
I thought it would be funny if he read the book Go the Fuck to Sleep.
Oh, you're right. That wasn't the end of the conversation. You did say that.
Yeah,
oh.
See, discussing. I can't do a good Morgan Freeman impression, but I can just imagine him in his nice, soothing tone. Go the fuck to sleep. I'm not going to even try. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Morgan. I can't do you justice.
It's got to be a little more nasally.
Speaking of impressions, I kind of want to see that movie where those two guys are just traveling around the countryside doing impressions of people. It's got Steve Coogan in it.
I have no fucking clue what you're talking about.
Nor I.
Let me look it up real quick.
Excellent. Let's move on.
They do a back and forth as Michael Caine. That is pretty funny. It is called...
No one needs to type faster.
Fuck. What is it called?
It's called Fuck? Wow, I can't believe they're putting that in theaters. Well, I know it does that. There's one other thing I'm doing to fuck my son up for life, which is teaching him that the song The Wheels on the Bus includes the verse, the trannies on the bus go, girl, 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 the trannies on the bus go, girl, all through the town.
You are a strange man.
I am.
Very.
It's called The Trip, by the way.
Ah, sounds like a drug movie.
So they're going to the finest restaurants. And he took his friend along, and they just do a lot of impressions of famous people. It's supposed to be really good. So there
is
you go.
Is it a documentary, or is it like there's a character reason why they're going around just doing random impressions?
I think it's a character reason. Like, I think they're playing themselves, but it's still not a documentary.
Oh, like a mockumentary.
Yeah.
Ah, very good.
So there you go. So, do we want to do Tam Labs, and then I'm sure we could let Andy talk for a while, and me and Tim can just step away?
Yeah. Actually, before we do Tan Laughs, I would like to wrap up or move to the next phase of the Tan Fight from last week.
Ah, yes, very good.
So we don't have to worry about tacking it on at the end.
Oh, okay. Wait, so we're doing the Tan Fight now?
Yes.
Well, because we don't actually have to, because we're just setting it up. People are going to vote.
Right, okay, gotcha.
So for those of you who weren't here last week, how did you find this podcast and why are you listening? But beyond that... Nothing? All right, fine, fuck you.
Well, I'm laughing.
Yeah, but Noah's a piece of shit.
Yep, Noah's a piece of shit.
That's better. Now I feel loved. Okay, so last week there was two of our listeners, female lady listeners, redheaded listeners. One of them, Leslie, saw that Grace identified herself as the number one redheaded Disney freak. And then she said that she was the number one redheaded Disney freak. And I said, I smell a tan fight. And then both of them were on board. And so we started to do a tan fight last week and realized we didn't know enough about them to actually do a tan fight. So, fruitless.
Because there's nothing like planning ahead.
So what we did instead, is they should both send us a bio, and then we'll read them out on the show, and then we'll put a link in the show notes to a poll, and then they can get their friends to vote, and of course, all of you who are friends with neither one will listen to their statements and decide which one you like best, and then vote, and then next week we'll announce it, and that way we've made this tan fight stretched for 3 weeks.
Or most likely you will listen to this, not be near your computer, and then completely go, fuck it.
God damn, I hate you, Andy.
It's okay, I hate me too.
All right, well, as long as everybody's in agreement. All in favor?
Aye. Noah?
Aye.
He's not
Noah
even
stepped
listening.
Stepped away again.
He shits out his window or something.
Yep.
Aye.
Pretty bird.
I am robot.
Sidebar. I was listening to Drinking Buddies. Jerry Brandt was saying that that was one of his favorite new features of the show, that he's been catching up, the What's Out Noah's Window. He thought that was quite funny.
Yep, I listened to that episode too, and oh man, it cracked me up. It's like, oh, Jerry, thanks for tossing us down the little mention there, but I don't know why you're promoting the inferior podcast there.
Because it's no threat to him.
I guess. We will certainly not take listeners from him.
Just an update. Nothing's exciting going out my window right now.
All right.
Nothing's out Noah's window.
I don't think I'm going to play the jingle for that.
Delicious.
All right. So back to the tent. So let me read the two.
Yeah.
Yes?
Well.
Are you talking to somebody?
Nope.
I am home. Recording.
Okay, he is.
Yes.
All right. Well, delicious. Speaking of derailing.
This is my roommate.
No, we assumed it was the dog.
The dog does talk.
Does it go...
Yeah, it does.
Or does it go... No, stop fucking me up in the ass!
That was fucking retarded. But
well,
kind of funny.
I'll try my hardest, sir.
All right, Andy, pick heads or tails?
Heads.
Okay, you are representing Leslie, and Leslie has heads, and I am flipping a coin. Tails. So we will read Grace's letter first.
All right.
Dear Tim, Andy, Noah, and my fellow Tan Nasties, you all wonder if I, the original person to come up with that name, have the right to hold the title of number one redheaded Disney freak. Yes, I may not have been alive as long as my opponent. Yes, I went there. But I most assuredly am much more of a nut than her. I even did my biggest project that determined whether or not I graduate on the creation of Disneyland, getting an A+, I might add. I went to Disneyland 3 times in 1 week during this past summer, twice. I found Tancast through Tim's Kingdom comedy videos. I used to listen to Magic of Disneyland when I was on my way to Disneyland. I've been on the Lily Bell for Sweet and Sour Baby Jesus' sake, which brings me to the next topic at hand, being a huge Tancast fan, see the transition, which would have been clearer if Tim could read. I have downloaded almost all the episodes and listened to them all the time. I would frequently almost die laughing because I would be eating while listening. Then I would send Tim messages saying I almost died again. I have since stopped eating while listening and laughing because I don't really want to die. Yet. I often randomly burst into laughter when I remember things from the show. I am a huge, that was all in capital letters, Tancast fan, not just in size, but in heart. Speaking of size, see, another transition. I know for a fact that I would totally crush Leslie. I'm not going to tell you how much I weigh. Anyway, trust me in the fact that I would snap her like a twig. I'm very competitive, and despite being very nice, I have no issues playing dirty. She would try. I'm not doubting that, but all I'd have to do is sit on her, and it'd be over. A large booming voice would cry, "Finish her!" And all I would have to do is either release a demon from my giant ass or bounce on her once. Game over. Champion actual redhead since... Champion actual redhead Grace. She said feel free to use her last name, but I'm not going to use their last names.
Yeah.
I win. So conclusion, I ask, vote for me, the real number one redheaded Disney freak. Thank you, Grace. And she actually had a longer version that she posted before I said make it about a paragraph, because I was like, gee, you've heard me read. I can barely make it through a sentence before shit goes wrong.
I just like how she's like nice, but competitive. Like, oh, yep. Well, you look nice, see, Leslie. I will fucking destroy you!
Whoops. What?
Hello?
Mail. Not contacts. Okay, there we go. Hello? I clicked on something wrong in Gmail. All right, so now it's time to read Leslie's. Sorry, I don't know if she wants me to include this first sentence, but I think it's funny. I could probably add more, but I'm tired and lazy, and damn it, this should be enough to win. Damn it. That wasn't the whole thing. That was just the letter. The opening sentence. I should win the Monday Night Tan fight as the number one redheaded Disney fan because I've been going to Disneyland since I was born, which is more often than Grace since I've got 10 years on her. I've been to Club 33. I have a premium annual pass to Disneyland DCA, and I go at least once a month nowadays because of it. I've been to Walt Disney World. I've been to Walt Disney's Family Museum twice. I used to babysit Jody Benson's kids. She is a bigger Disney freak than me because I have no idea who Jody Benson is. Should I Google it? Nah, I should finish this list.
Go ahead, and I'll Google it.
Okay. By the way, she put honest in parentheses, as though I thought she'd be bullshitting me midway through her list.
Random reference. I am not kidding about that.
I listen to Mousetalgia, Tancast, the Joss and Kraj Show, and the Disneyland Mixpot. I'd say 80% of my wardrobe is Disney-related, most of it being The Little Mermaid. My husband proposed to me at Disneyland at Ariel's Shell, which is no longer there because that whore Tinkerbell took over. My husband and...
Sorry.
No problem.
Please continue.
My husband and I went to Disneyland for our honeymoon. I showed my niece and nephew Alice in Wonderland and got in trouble with their mom because she couldn't scream at first, so the four-year-old thought... Wait. Okay. I gotta read actual periods as though they're periods. I showed my niece and nephew Alice in Wonderland and got in trouble with their mom because she couldn't scream at first. So the four-year-old thought the Cheshire Cat's teeth were kind of scary. Guess what? She's over it and can't shut up about the movie. Apparently Tim already dubbed me the biggest redhead after asking me if the carpet matched the curtains, to which I replied it would be if there were carpet. I don't know how that title got revoked. I've seen Tim Babb do stand-up comedy willingly and subscribe to his Kingdom Comedy on YouTube. As Tim mentioned, I went to a recording of Jay and Silent Bob Get Old, and I was the only female to play Let Us Fuck with Jay, which makes me pretty ballsy, so I can probably take this girl. Whew. It's a long paragraph.
Oh, are you done, or is that?
I am done.
Okay, Jodie Benson was the voice of Ariel in Little Mermaid.
Oh.
And she's done other stuff. Like, she did the voice of Barbie in Toy Story 3. Maybe she did the voice of Barbie in all the Toy Stories.
I think it was the same Barbie.
She was also in Enchanted.
Was she?
Mm-hmm. She played Patrick Dempsey's secretary.
Sex of who?
Secretary. So I should point out some one point of clarification on Leslie's thing. She says, Tim already dubbed me the biggest redheaded fan. She on Twitter said, can I be the number one ginger fan? And I assume one of you two said, does the carpet match the drapes? As a response.
I did.
To which, okay, wait, good. Call yourself out. To which she responded, it would be if there was any. To which I then responded, well played, madam. Number one ginger fan. Now, ginger fan, I would say... is different than redheaded fan, is it not?
Yes.
Is it? I always thought
ginger
and
the same, but...
redhead were interchangeable.
See, I thought I want to say I was listening to a one of Mike Dawson's podcasts back when he was with the podcast network that shall not be named because they fired him. They said there was differences between a ginger and a redhead.
Hmm. Well, let's see what Google has to say.
Well, Wikipedia says a ginger is a person with red hair.
Huh.
And who's Mike Dawson, by the way?
He's the guy from the podcast.
So not anyone I would know.
Yeah, he's your buddy. Yeah, no, he's nobody you know.
Okay.
He's a podcaster from England. He runs Left Field Cinema currently.
Maybe a ginger... Well, so this thing has a female and a male. I don't know if that really makes a difference.
No, because you can call a man a ginger.
Yep.
Because I know they call Ron Weasley a ginger.
Sorry, the female's a redhead, the man is a ginger.
You can call a female a ginger.
I have no idea.
Yeah, Ginger Spice. Boom. Lawyered.
Did they call her Ginger Spice?
Yep. Jerry Halliwell? Whoa, how did I know that name?
Because you're a closet gay.
I think Tim was going to go in a different direction just now.
No, I was trying to come up with Spice Girls fan, but it didn't happen.
Well, Tim, for me, it better be a walk-in closet. Obligatory fat joke? Come on.
Oh, okay. I didn't know where you were going with that. I was like, to make room for the rest of the Spice Girls? Like, are you having your own private concert in there?
For all his swishing.
All the colors of the world, spice up your life. Everyone, every girl,
swishing.
Spice up your life. Hi, hold tight.
Okay, Tim, you can join me in the closet.
I'm not a closet Spice Girls fan. I fucking bought that album. I went straight to the record store. I was like, bitch, where's the CDs with the Spice Girls?
Sir, you know that they're not naked anywhere on this CD. I know.
Once the CD is playing, it's all in my mind, and they're as naked as I want them to be.
Everybody in the world, show me your tits. Every boy
anyway,
and every
so that's
girl.
Leslie and Grace. That took longer than I thought. Sorry. So vote. We'll announce the winner next week. One of them will be the number one redheaded Disney freak, and the other will be the number two redheaded Disney freak. I don't know.
I think we can solve this just by one of them taking redhead and one of them taking ginger. I'm going to say that even though they mean the same thing, the fact that they are phrased differently allows us to double that up.
Well, there you go. So making this entire contest void. Thanks, Andy.
Well,
couldn't
no,
save
I,
that
think
for next week?
I think the winner gets to pick.
Oh, all right.
There you go.
Whew.
And the loser can take, well, probably ginger, because they're both using redheads.
Although unless we could ask them maybe what each would pick something different, and then that would be
avoided this whole damn fight altogether?
Yeah.
But you know what? I want this imaginary gel wrestling match to continue. So there you go. Oh, yeah. I don't know if we've mentioned that. That is how the fight is happening. They are jello wrestling.
Excellent.
And how did... Not to the death, though, right?
No. Just, sorry, I was picking something up. I wasn't.
Okay, are you adjusting yourself over there? Let me just think about this jello shit a little bit. Oh, yeah. So,
and I'm done and no longer interested in the jello. I'll probably be interested in the jello again in 15 minutes or so.
Now, can it be Jell-O pudding?
Ooh, pudding.
It can be, but I'm not changing the album artwork. That took me forever to find.
One with layers.
Oh, I should explain. That's why the show was late. It took me 5 hours to find women Jell-O wrestling for the album art.
I want the layered Jell-O pudding, though, with vanilla and chocolate.
Oh, no. I just like chocolate.
That is good.
I just like the chocolate Jell-O pudding.
No, because right about the time you were like, too much chocolate.
You are layered. You are white and chocolatey.
Okay, I don't need to eat myself.
Yes, you do.
I don't.
Mm-hmm.
That was deep, wow, Noah. Deep
like
your
retort.
Dick gets.
How can you argue with that? Mm-hmm.
I just... How can I?
Fucking you cannot.
Well, I asked them specifically if they like lime Jell-O, so... It was supposed to be lime Jell-O, but it's all imaginary, so it's whatever you want it to be. It's pudding, it's mud, it's Jell-O.
Pick a flavor. Just not
cheese
flavored.
They're wrestling. People are hooting and hollering in the background.
Woo-woo!
Woo-woo! As soon as I made my little tiny woo-woo, I knew you were going to do that, Noah. I was like, in
You're
three...
So
oh, no, there you go. Beat me to it. I gotta say, if Grace actually can summon a demon from her ass... Hey, that's a good trick.
I like that they both wrote really good letters. That made me happy.
Yes.
Like, I was worried one of them would be like, I like Disney, and Disney is good, and fuck her. But neither one of them did.
I like that they were so different. One is like, listen up. Disney, 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 Disney. Wait a minute, I got some more cards back here. Disney, Disney, Disney. And the other one is like, I will fucking eat you. I will eat you and then laugh at all of your offspring while I pick my teeth with your bones.
I will crush you with my girth. That's what she said, not me.
And she's not that big, by the way.
Well, I didn't.
I mean, not to undercut her, her self-hype.
Oh man, on the cruise this weekend. Whoa, look at that. Change topics. Sorry about that. There were some chicks on there that they had to be 6 feet tall.
And you're like, that's a huge bitch.
I did under my breath to my wife.
You got it.
She actually saw
him
before
bitch.
I did. She goes, oh my God, those are some tall ladies. I look over, look back. That's a huge bitch. Like, don't say that too loud.
That's not under your breath.
It was more like, that's a huge bitch. But
it's over everybody's breath.
That's a huge bitch.
Speaking of your wife, does she like the Star Wars movies?
She's okay with them. Prefers the older ones to the newer ones.
That's what I meant. The older ones.
Yeah.
When I say the Star Wars movies, I'm not referring to the latter travesties.
Yeah.
I was telling my wife about the New Year's we spent with your girlfriend at the time and my girlfriend at the time watching all three of, at the time, the only three Star Wars movies, and how your girlfriend at the time, midway through Empire, was like,
yeah. Like Mr. Burns?
I said, I should have known then and there. And she goes, and my wife goes, oh, so does Caitlin like Star Wars? I was like, I don't know.
Caitlin would at least be polite enough to not go, Caitlin would just quietly get out her iPhone and start reading something.
Not in the late 90s.
Yes, this is true. Well, in the late 90s, I would have gone to jail.
We weren't fucking while we were watching the Star Wars movies. We could sit there and watch the movies.
What? You weren't fucking while you watched Star Wars?
Nope.
Oh, you weren't? Dude, why do you think? Why do you think I grabbed that blanket?
Judge me by my size, do you?
I thought that's what Star Wars was for. I thought Star Wars was made for fucking.
Star Wars was made for lovers.
I can't watch Star Wars now without jizzing in my pants.
Remind me never to watch Star Wars with you.
I'm going to trick you.
When they release that shit in 3D, I am not going with Noah.
Energy's in my pants.
I think I felt part of Alderaan explode on me. That was Alderaan exploding.
But I will tell you, millions suddenly cried out in terror and then were silenced.
Wow, I really feel the slime coming from Jabba in this 3D movie. That was it. Wait, sorry. I don't even know what you said that made him laugh so hard.
Well, you can't top it. I'll just put it that way. I win. I win the Star Wars jokes.
What did you say, sir?
He says... After I made an Alderaan exploding joke, he said, and millions of voices cried out in terror with suddenly silence. Because it's sperm.
That was pretty good, sir.
Thank you.
Ooh, I couldn't get air in for a second.
I was very proud of that as it left my lips. I'm like, who's saying this? It's me! Oh!
Maybe the cruise did make him funnier.
Oh, well, the cruise did make me a little punchy. Now, I don't know if it's just because, travel days fuck you up and I'm a little, short on sleep. I don't know how the fuck it happens, but I can be jet-lagged without traveling into another time zone. It's not supposed to be possible, but just the fucking all day in the goddamn airport and the plane. And my son was, he was good for a three-year-old, but a good day for a three-year-old is still pretty fucking stressful when you're, you know, like, can't get up and run around, can't do anything to get the energy out, just stuck in a seat for 2 hours at a time. Oh, but man, the whole house feels like it's rolling like the ship was. Like, still, I've been off the ship for almost 36 hours now. Almost a day and a half. And yeah, it still feels like we're hitting every wave. If this was California, I'd think there was an earthquake. Like a long, slow one. Kind of like I did to your mama.
No, you did nothing to my mother.
I gave her a long, slow one.
No, you didn't.
A long, slow what?
One. Weren't you listening?
One of what?
I don't know.
Uh-huh.
Calm on his bullshit.
I don't know what I'm talking about. I've never made love.
You have... I don't know.
What?
Maybe you haven't made love.
What the hell? You didn't...
I was going to say, you have made love. But I was like, I don't know. Maybe Andy hasn't made love. Maybe he's just fucked.
Well, you were there that one time.
Oh,
I was,
yeah.
Well, I was in the other room.
No, not that time.
All the times. I was always in the other room.
No, there was that one time.
Always in the other room.
You and I got a little drunk.
Always in the other room.
Noah's not willing to give you an inch.
So, unlike that time.
Andy's willing to give me an inch, but I won't take it. You keep that thing to yourself, sir.
Set up and delivered.
Sign, seal, deliver, I'm yours.
Oh, before I go rambling on and on about my cruise, do we want to do tan fights? Not tan fights, tan laughs. The
sure.
Other one. The happy one, not the angry one.
Yes.
Yes?
I made a new jingle for this week, so let's go for it.
Yay.
We like to tell jokes to you every week in the segment that we call the Tan Laughs. Tim is a comedian, and he could write the jokes, but he's a big, fat, lazy ass. So we have to turn to you, send them in, or we'll be screwed, to your mom at tancast.com. Now it's time to hear the jokes that we got from all you folks. Yes, bitch, it's Tan Laugh time.
I'll start. This one's from These Ones Are From Jason. What do you call a gay dinosaur?
Lickalotopus?
Close. A megasaur ass.
Oh, zing-a-ding-ding-dong.
What do you call a lesbian dinosaur?
There we go.
There we go. There's a lickalotopus.
Way to ruin the shit.
Have we not done that one before? Or
that sounds familiar. Of course, it's just... because that joke's as old as the dinosaurs.
We've done lickalotopus. We've said lickalotopus before, but I don't know if it was in context of a tan laugh.
All right. Well, continuing on.
I'm done. That was it.
Alrighty.
Two and I'm through. Just like when I have this one, I'm like when I make sweet love.
Yeah, like
two
yeah,
and I'm through.
Take it.
Are you a two puppy chump,
Alderaan?
Oh.
You may fire when ready.
That's what Star Wars was really about.
It was. Man, there's a whole other level of, like, disturbing sex inside Star Wars.
Lightsabers? Just yep. Penises?
Oh, yeah, and he's crossing it with his father?
Oh, very
Freudian.
That's
like a story about, you know, taking your manhood from your father by force. You know, becoming into your own ass.
Getting on with your sister?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Like you like?
Like you like.
Wookie, he represents 70s Bush.
I was going to say, Harry Nutsack.
Well, it was made in the 70s, so that checks out.
Yeah. And he makes the same noise that my penis does when it goes off.
Jesus.
Yoda represents Andy's penis.
Yep.
Judge me by my size, do you?
kind of green.
And wrinkly.
And Andy's penis likes to flip all over the place.
Yep. I never keep that thing pinned down. Actually, that's more of my balls. It's like, God damn it, will you stop being under my legs when I sit down?
Fuck you, you're the only one.
I'm not the only one. I'm just the only one of us. I'm sure there are more out there like me.
Friends, right? Write in if you sit on your balls. Let Andy know he's not alone.
I love that one friend of ours like, Andy, I'm afraid of your balls.
As well, they should be.
Yeah, you should be. My balls are terrifying.
Do you have a tell-off?
I do.
Okay.
This one's from Gary. Actually, I got a couple from Gary, but I'm at least going to do this one. How do you prevent a baby from exploding in the microwave?
Poke holes in it?
With a coat hanger.
Oh. Oh.
And this one's also from Gary. Gary from Sacramento.
Oh, it hurts.
More than one Gary's. Guy goes into a bar and says to the bartender, man, I'm dying to have sex in the worst way. So the bartender says, well, the worst way I know of is standing up in a hammock.
See, that's... that's much better. The baby one made a burning sensation where my soul is supposed to be.
You still have a soul?
I said where my soul is supposed to be.
Oh, I can't even find where that thing was.
I think yours is stuck between the seat cushions.
Possibly. I think I filled the hole where it used to be with food.
Mm.
Oh, and one last one. Also from Gary. A man from Texas buys a round of drinks for everyone at the bar as he announces his wife has just produced a typical Texas baby boy weighing 20 pounds. Congratulations shower all around, and many exclamations of wow are heard. 2 weeks later, he returns to the bar. The bartender says, "Say, you're the father of the typical Texas baby that weighs 20 pounds at birth, aren't you?" "How much does that baby weigh now?" the father answers proudly. 15 pounds. The bartender's puzzled. "Why, what happened? He already weighed 20 pounds at birth." The Texas father takes a slow sip of his beer, wipes his lips on his shirt sleeve, leans over to the bartender, and proudly announces, "We had him circumcised."
Ooh.
Man, 5 pounds of dangling cock meat. That's, yeah.
That's a lot of cock.
That is.
That's a lot of nuts.
Sounds like it should be on like a porno guy's bio. 5 pounds of dangling cock meat. Coming to your screen, Nut Blasters 11. I was making some joke to my wife about porn. I said, Naughty Sorority 7. She's like, "Is that a real movie?" I'm like, "No." Well, I mean, probably. I can't imagine no one's put the words naughty and sorority together and not made a movie of it, and then were unoriginal enough to not to come up with 6 sequels to it. That's all I got. Someone's Googling it.
Yep.
No, I'm not.
Well, I am. I'm Googling the shit out of that.
I have a joke.
I was going to say, while he Googles, Noah laugh.
So this is from Reddit.
All right, so read it.
Good old Reddit. So a woman has to go to Italy for a conference, so her husband drives her to the airport. "Thank you, honey," she says. "What would you like for me to bring you back? What would you like for me to bring back for you?" He laughs and says, "An Italian girl." When the conference is over, he meets her at the airport and asks, "So, honey, how was the trip?" "Very good," she replies. "And what happened to my present?" "Which present?" she asks. "The one I asked for, an Italian girl." "Oh, that," she says. "Well, I did what I could. Now we have to wait 9 months to see if it's a girl."
Oh. That's sad for him. Well, Bing and Google both turned up not on Naughty Sorority 7. But sometimes porn is so far underground you need an expert to dig it up, and I think our listeners are probably just the demographic to be able to do that. Although I haven't seen any hint of a Superman porn-themed song coming through yet, so maybe there are just some things that don't exist.
Oh, that always exists.
Probably. If it doesn't, the internet will create it soon enough. So, shall I yammer on about my cruise for a few moments?
Go for it.
Do it.
Yes, well, one thing that I hadn't considered before I went on this cruise with my wife and her entire family was that being in a hot, sweaty location would definitely make sure that a lot of people would be walking around in a bare minimum of clothing basically all the time. Like, even in the place where you're supposed to go and get lunch and they specifically say, like, you know, no swimwear in here, I guess, like, see-through sundresses where you can still see the tiny bikini underneath is an acceptable, like, pass at getting it. The other thing I did not take into account was that leaving from Puerto Rico, that ship would be chock full of girls and their friends who are celebrating a quinceañera. So, half a dozen times over the course of that trip, hey. I went, tits, nah, 15. It was like little booby minefields all over that ship.
Exploding in my face.
Just going off in your face. It's like, yeah, you know what? I think we got to pass a law. Girls aren't allowed to grow boobs until they're 18 anymore. Noah, make it so.
No.
No? Okay. You got power. You got a wand in your pants. Wave it around a little bit. See what happens. See if you can pass laws with that thing.
I cannot.
Sign a bill with it?
You didn't even try, Noah. You didn't even try.
Sign your name in the snow with it. Come on, man. Throw me something.
No. I'll do this thing.
Noah can write his name in the snow in Colorado. That's a big chick dick joke. Except I can't say the word dick because the room's still spinning. Fuck, I'm not kidding about this. It feels like I was out drinking last night. Like, I've got that everything's just a little bit wrong today kind of feel.
You were. Your son roofied you.
Oh, yeah, probably. That's a disturbing thought. And I'm not going to dwell on it.
Yeah, when I went on a cruise, yeah, I felt very odd. Yeah. After I got off the boat. Like, I felt dizzy for, like, a week or two.
Oh,
all
shit.
The time. It sucked.
I'm the only Tancaster who's never been on a cruise.
Wow. Well, get on that. Oh, man. Like, food. Just food for days. If you're Andy, cruises are for you.
Oh, and you say it was to Puerto Rico?
Well, no, we started in Puerto Rico. Then we went to St. Thomas, then St. Kitts, then Aruba, then Curacao, then back to Puerto Rico.
Fuck, I'm never going to remember all that.
You don't
need to. Ask me questions and I don't have answers.
Well, after the show's done, I will type it to you so you can read it
Aruba.
Off your screen.
I'll say Aruba and other places.
Yep.
Done.
And when we arrived in Aruba, everyone kept going, Aruba, Jamaica. Ooh,
that's the only reason they stuck out of my head of the ones that you just said. Look, listen to other countries and towns and cities. If you want me to be memorable, fucking have somebody write a song about you.
Make it catchy. Yeah, which is funny because that wasn't the one that was most memorable for me. Like, when we got there, I was like, oh, yeah, that's right, we're going to Aruba. The whole trip, though, I knew we were going to Curacao because there's a liquor named after the place. Made in the place.
Yeah, nothing.
And as a formerly heavy drinker, oh, yeah, I know Curacao.
The only reason that might stick with me, it kind of sounds like the director of The Seven Samurai. Oh. Kurosawa.
That's right, it does. Huh.
Very
that's
good,
odd.
Tim.
That's pretty thin.
Yeah.
Thinner than Andy, to be sure. But anyway, the food.
Yes. So all of the getting of passports, the only time that my photo ID was checked coming back onto the boat was in St. Thomas, which is U.S. territory. I didn't need a passport for it. I could have shown them my U.S. driver's license. So my family spent $400 getting our passports all set up for this trip.
Jesus.
For nothing. Although, you know, the next time I want to run to a foreign country, I'll be able to. Which,
since I
made it 34 years without needing a passport before now, will probably be a little while.
I was going to say, Jason Bourne, I don't think you're going to be running to any foreign countries anytime soon.
Do it!
Yep.
Take a run for the border! Yeah, all borders are far from Georgia.
And that's how they fucking like it.
Yep.
You'll get there eventually.
Keep your fucking brown people over there.
Yeah. Oh, man. So kind of going backwards on the trip story. When we were coming back, we were stuck in the San Juan, Puerto Rico airport.
See.
I'm not going to be so wide as to call it Puerto Rico, because that's not even how it's fucking spelled. Anyways.
I'll call it Puerto Rico. Fuck you, brown people. Do something.
So there's a huge open lobby area. And at least it's kind of air-conditioned in there. You know, it's a little bit hot because it's kind of open, like there's not doors to the outside, but they're air-conditioning the fuck out of this area just to keep up with the tropical heat. And it was an early, early morning, and we'd been up late the night before, for reasons that I'll get to in a second. My stomach's a little... No. We had my son in the room the whole time. Yeah, so instead of... It was more. All right, lay down. Go to bed. Fuck, go to bed. Oh, he's in bed. But anyways, so, like, they wanted everybody off the boat quickly because they had to clean the boat, and, like, literally... Hours later, they were going to have a whole new group of, I don't know, 2,400 people or whatever fit on that huge-ass boat. They were going to have a whole bunch of new people getting onto the boat, and they were going to be sailing away that afternoon. So 4 hours to kill. We can't even, like, go through security until 3 hours before our flight, so we're just sitting in there. And, like, my stomach, I start to get, like, this kind of cold sweat, and first I think it's from the heat, and then I realize, nope, something's going to explode. One end or the other is going to be coming out. So I excuse myself, leave my wife with the kid and the luggage. I go over to a bathroom on one end. I walk inside and realize that somebody has already had the exact same emergency because I stepped through. It was one of those bathrooms where, like, there's no door on it. It's just kind of like you walk around a sharp curve, and that's sort of like the privacy screen. But, like, I got – before I even turned the corner – so before I'm even in the technical airspace of that bathroom, the smell just hit me in the face. And I was like, if I wasn't going to puke before now, I am certainly going to puke now.
Oh.
So I literally turned around. I was like, I would rather hold whatever this is than step 1 foot further into that fetid stench.
Pussy.
So I go back to my wife, and she's like, that was really quick. I'm like, that was awful. I almost puked at the doorstep of that bathroom. She's like, oh, wow. She said, well, there's another bathroom all the way on the other side. You know, because, like I said, it's just an enormous open space. And on opposite sides, there were, I guess, bathrooms. So I go to the other side. This side, for some reason, like, looks much nicer. It's got, like, a frosted glass door on it. It does not look like an airport bathroom. It looks like a nice restaurant bathroom. I'm like, maybe this is the bathroom that everyone, like, subconsciously goes, I will treat this one nicer. And I step inside, and everything smells fresh. And there's a couple of gentlemen in there, and they all seem to be minding their own business, washing their hands very fastidiously. I'm like, holy shit, it is! And then I proceeded to do nothing like that to that bathroom stall. I was not polite in the slightest.
Did you disrespect that toilet?
I I disrespected the hell out of that toilet. I left that toilet holding itself and crying for its mommy in the corner, trying to pick up its clothes. I with my butt, I raped that toilet. That sounds like it's difficult, but man, when I stood up to courtesy flush, when I could finally stand again after my knees got done shaking, I turned around and saw the most horrible, floaty, greasy, curdy mass of just absolute destructive, concentrated evil in that bowl that I have ever seen. And it's amazing when you feel sick and you get it out, how quickly you start to feel better. Because I got back to my wife. I got back to my wife with like a spring in my step. It was like there was a demon in me, and I got it out. I was like, this house is clean. She's like, you look much better. I'm like, yeah, but you should see the other guy.
Were people in there while you were disrespecting the toilet? Yeah.
And you know how I hate pooping in public places, but man, I was beyond caring at that point. Also, because Puerto Rico is a U.S. territory, AT&T is still domestic, so I was able to switch my phone back on and get 3G service inside that bathroom, and I'm sitting there reading the internet while I'm ruining everyone else's day.
Good work.
Oh, it was glorious.
You inglorious bastard.
So, taking a step back, the reason we were up super late the night before was because on Thursday night, my mother-in-law had been kind enough to humor me and go to their little karaoke thing. And apparently they liked me well enough to invite me back to the Friday night finals. And by like me well enough, I mean fucking shit all for choice. I think I was, of their seven, I think I was their seventh choice. And it's like, fuck, we gotta get somebody else in here. That guy. So I went back on Friday night with the whole family and, you know, promptly lost, but still had fun. Tried to request a song and they said, no, we're having everybody sing songs that we already picked out for them, you know, whatever they'd sung previous nights. And I was like, oh, well. Shit, I wish I'd known that, because I probably wouldn't have shown up to sing the same song again. Because I had done it the night before, but like, it was okay. I did the Pearl Jam cover of Last Kiss.
Oh, yes.
And I thought, you know, if I'm going to go back, I'll do, like, you know, Sitting on the Dock of the Bay. Something crowd-pleasing, something that I don't have to get too screamy. Something that I can kind of muddle my way through without people, you know, without people's ears bleeding. Without raping too many ears. But, yeah, they went, no, you're going to do Last Kiss again. I'm like, all right, well, you're responsible for the consequences. And then I went first. I deafened everyone, and then everyone else probably sounded even all the better for the ringing. But, yeah, I got a certificate of appreciation, and I'm going to have that fucker framed. So that's what I went there for, to be recognized for participation. You know, there's winning, and then there's participating.
And you participated the shit out of it.
I participated the shit out of that song. Since Tim just IM'd me with no idea, I'll remind him that many, many years ago, you were actually the one that told me that Pearl Jam had done a cover of Last Kiss. The, oh, where can my baby be? The Lord took her away from me.
Got it. I'm with you now.
Except the way I did it was much more screamy and anguished sounding, and probably not at all musical, like Eddie Vedder does. Because Eddie Vedder is a god among men.
All right.
They're coming out with the movie or the... Yeah, I think they're a documentary or something.
Huh. You know Amy Winehouse.
She did have quite the voice on her.
In fact, that he's still alive?
Yeah.
Okay.
Pussy. Made it past 27.
Yep. Kurt Cobain had the good sense to die before he got embarrassing.
Well, Pearl Jam's not embarrassing, is it?
No. Okay. I fucking love Eddie.
Well...
Kill anyone who doesn't. You know, it's kind of funny.
I don't love Eddie. What do you do about it?
Fucking kill you.
Make a move.
It occurred to me this week, I'm totally hearing my son in, you know, 15 years. Dad, you don't understand. Your generation just doesn't get it with your punk and your hardcore metal and your grunge. You just don't get my generation. I'm waiting
about
to hear this
my generation.
Words. Yep. Your gangster rap. You guys don't know how hard we have it. But speaking of hard we have it, man. Cruises, they fucking take care of everything. Like, you're there for dinner, if you order something and you just, like, three bites in, you're like, I wish I didn't order this. If you've got the balls to do it, you can say, yep, can you bring me something else? And they will. We were all very polite.
I think you could do that at a restaurant, too, generally speaking.
Some of them maybe, but, oh, man.
Like, well, if all the food's free anyway, what do they care?
Well, yeah, that's true. Well,
whereas the restaurant, it's not free.
Well, it's not really free. It's included in the price of your thing. Because they actually have, like, specialized restaurants on board where you have to pay an additional amount to go to them, but they're like...
God damn it.
Well, it's like the additional amount is to go to one of them was a like a steakhouse.
God.
So like the corner, the kind of place where you'd normally be buying like a I don't know, $80 to $120 steak. So it's like $30 a head to go in for dinner at that place.
God damn it.
Although the alcohol was, well, alcohol is typically expensive anywhere you go, but yeah, the alcohol definitely wasn't cheap. And I spent plenty on alcohol over the course of that that week. Not just on myself. I was buying drinks for my family because my in-laws paid for the fucking trip, so at least I could do was throw down a couple bucks for some drinks.
here, I got the OJ for you.
Yeah. Yeah, because holy
shit. Don't you worry about nothing.
Yeah.
What do you want? Diet Coke? No. Put your wallets away. Yeah. I won't hear of it.
What you want? Water? I got it.
Yep.
You know what? Make it sparkling. We're treating each other nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I didn't do nearly as much exploring around the various islands as I would have when I was a younger man. Partly because of the 3-year-old who definitely had time limits on himself, and you know, partly because of my wife, and partly because of my my advanced age and advanced girth,
and the fucking
heat. But man, it was like, oh, I'm trying to remember if it was. I think it was St. Kitts. Yes, it was St. Kitts. Not that anybody really gives a shit about that detail, but I want to be specific, you know, because I don't want to malign one of the other fine islands. But like, literally, like, we stepped off the boat, we got outside of the little the area that was controlled by security. And there were people in our faces, you know, hey, you want to take a tour of the island? Like, no, thanks. We're just going to walk around the town here for a little bit. Immediately behind him was another guy. Hey, you want to take a tour of the island? It's like, yeah, dude. We said no to that guy because we liked your looks. No, we're just going to walk around. I shit you not, like, pushing past that guy's shoulder, hearing the words come out of our mouth, was another guy with the same pitch. And it was every fucking foot between us and those, I don't know, 1,000 fucking jewelry stores that they had all around us. Because apparently people go to the Caribbean to buy jewelry because you don't pay sales tax on it or some shit like that. But, you know, it was all...
Jesus Christ, just go to Oregon.
Yeah, I guess.
Go all the way to Caribbean.
But the jewelry is very nice. Very nice there.
I'm sure you can get some very nice jewelry in Oregon.
Oh, no.
Well, you know, you polish it enough, you know, for a couple of fucking rubes, glass looks really nice. Like, oh, yes, I really like how you've cut that glass. Yes, see how sparkly and shiny this glass is? Oh, yes, it sparkles and shines. How much is that glass? This glass is $2,000. Well, I will sign up for that because I do not know better. But, yeah, there was there was one group of guys, and their gig, I guess, was walking around with monkeys and putting monkeys on kids' heads or, you know, holding them up to tourists or whatever. Little tiny baby monkeys. I kind of felt bad for them. The monkeys, not the guys. Fuck the guys. And then, like, if anybody took a picture saying, all right, you know, it's $5. But, you know, saying that after the picture's already took and then you feel guilty or whatever. They freaked my son right the fuck out with those little monkeys. He came running over to his grandfather going, Pop, turn monkey off!
And then you just stab the monkey?
No. No, sir. No.
Grabbed it and threw it against the wall.
Yeah. All right, it's off.
Monkey off now.
Can't turn monkey back on.
Yep.
Monkey off forever.
But there's something that I have discovered about tropical locations, and this applies to Hawaii and Mexico, and that's pretty much all the tropical locations. Well, no, Florida too. All the tropical-ish locations that I've been to. Flat roofs, palm trees, rusty cars.
What was your favorite part of the trip?
No, it's like, I'm done with your bullshit observations that suck. Dude, so let's try and steer this to something that make people not want to bore their eyes out with a salad spoon.
I was just curious what his favorite part of the trip was.
I was being negative about those guys because they really annoyed the piss out of me. But man, like...
You're like, here's what I've noticed. Rusty roofs, palm trees, and cars that are flat. I know I didn't get those right, but I was too bored to remember their details.
Oh, gosh. And you can blow me.
All right. No, in the meantime, what was your favorite part of the trip?
In spite of having the kid there and everything, it was very relaxing. Like, there were some points where we hit some pretty nice-sized waves, and it was kind of interesting to walk down the hallway and realize that, no, I'm not drunk. The hallway is lurching at me. But still, like, you lay down in that, and it's like being rocked to sleep. That was lovely. My wife had a hard time with it. She was having some more problems with motion sickness. But at a certain point, I took the motion sickness patch off and just left it off until we started to hit some, like, really high seas. But, yeah, I guess I'm kind of paying for that now because that's why the house still feels like it's rocking around. But, like, I didn't have to worry about meals. I didn't have to get off the boat if I didn't want to. When I got off the boat, I was on my own schedule, and I got back on whenever I wanted to. You know, really, it was like if we wanted to go to the shows and dinner were the only things that were really happening on a schedule. Everything else was come as you please, do what you want. Very
nice.
Come on
my face.
Yep. And asshat, you know, idiot white Westerner bullshit observations aside, every place we went to, I mean, green and gorgeous and tropical. If I didn't burn so easily, I would fuck it. Well, if I didn't burn so easily and sweat so profusely, I would love to move somewhere that fucking tropical. But I'm already in Georgia heat, and, like, my balls smell like a fucking sewer as soon as I step outside the door.
Sorry, ladies, he's taken.
Yep. All this sexiness all wrapped up. No for you! Man, I do not do a good job of presenting myself at all in a positive light. But you know what? I am the dark underbelly of TanCast. Funny, since I'm the whitest.
You're the sweaty ball sack
of whitest,
TanCast.
There was somebody asking us where we were from. When they heard Georgia, they went, really? I would have sworn you were like from Minnesota or something. Or maybe Canada.
Eh?
I was like, well, I'm not polite enough to be Canadian, but I can see how my paleness would have fooled you. But I simply do not tan. Which is good, because I also simply do not look good without a shirt on.
You don't tan, but you do cast.
I do cast.
Oof.
That was lame.
Deal with it.
Yep, I will.
Flat roofs, rusty cars, and palm trees.
Suck my sewer-smelling balls.
Now, what kind of sewer? Like a New York sewer? California sewer? Are we talking about vegetarians or meat eaters?
You know, no, I haven't gone around and sampled enough sewers to tell you. I can say it smells less bad than what I walked into in the Puerto Rican airport, and less bad than what I left in the other Puerto Rican airport.
But see, that's not really a sewer then, because the sewer's got your shit and everyone else's shit.
It does. Then it also has, like, rainwater kind of cutting the shit. It's got whatever
corn,
was washed down the sink.
Some peanuts. Carrots. Peas.
No, you're making it sound like it's a sewer salad.
It is. Toss it.
Oof. That was a long way to go there. Oh, and, you know, Tim, it wouldn't be an Andy story without me almost punching someone in the face.
Oh, Andy's hate jingle.
And he almost punches people in the face all over the world.
Yep. Well, this time it was in Puerto Rico at the pier about to go through customs. I joined my wife got in line for the customs because the customs line was long as hell. I went over to get our bags that had been ported off the ship the night before because I guess they have like 10,000 luggage pieces to get off the ship. So they have you, like, leave your luggage out the night before, and it's like, leave clothes out for tomorrow and stick them in a carry-on, because these bags go away at 11 o'clock. It makes sense. I'm not really complaining about it, but it was like kind of caught us a little bit by surprise. Like, oh, shit, we really hadn't planned on that. Well, all right, got to adjust. Came back with the luggage, and there was some, I don't know, fat middle schooler or something. He looked like he was maybe 13. And he was, like, he was standing next to my wife, not behind my wife, as people in an orderly line should. And I walk up, and she's on the other side of him from me, and I look at her, and she shrugs her shoulders and kind of points at him like, I don't know, he just kind of wandered up there. And I can tell he's with all the people who are behind her. So as soon as the line moves forward, I step in front of him to, you know, be next to my wife, and not have this kid, I guess, try to cut in line because he never fucking learned otherwise or whatever.
Was he Asian?
No, I think he was black, but I think maybe, like, black and Hispanic mix. I couldn't tell. I'm not good at, you know, judging people based on their skin colors. He was certainly significantly darker than I. So I hear him and what I presume is his grandmother and then maybe, you know, mom and aunt or something like that. There's a bunch of women in the group with him. He was the only guy. And, like, the entire time in the line, he is right up on our ass. It's like, man, I guess this kid wants to smell what we had for dinner last night or something.
Did you give him a whiff?
I was really tempted to. But this is the point where my stomach had already started to kind of gurgle a little bit on me, which was definitely not improving my mood. I still contained the stuff that I was going to leave in the airport and was just becoming vaguely aware of its presence at this point. So I certainly wasn't going to be trying to force anything out of my ass for fear what might follow it. But like, she starts whispering under her breath to me that, like, she's like, yeah, the guy in front of us, he walked up and I thought he was cutting in line. I was like, sir, you know, there's a line here. And he was like, no, that's my family in front of you. I was just joining them. And then this kid, like, right after tries to cut in front of me. And I said, are you with him? And, like, he nods yes. And his, I guess, grandmother nods yes. But then it becomes clear to me that the family in front of me is not with them. Like, well, first of all, the family in front of us is white. Very white. Like, us white. Like, pale pink. She's like, well, you know, families come in all colors and got all mixes and whatever. So I'm not going to. You know, I'm not going to judge, but I'm certainly not going to stick my foot in my mouth again. But it becomes very clear that, like, the people in front of us are ignoring the people that are now beside me. So the entire time that we're moving forward, like, the kid keeps kind of, like, cutting to the left a little, cutting to the right. And it feels like he's trying to make a run around me. And then all of a sudden, we move forward again, and the kid just walks right between my wife and I and parks himself right in front of us. And I go, dude, what the fuck? And he turns around. I'm like, what's the big idea, man? And he goes, don't speak English without a trace of accent. And I go, fine. ¿Hablas español? And he goes, don't speak Spanish. I'm like, yeah, because you're going to answer that in English. First of all, you're going to say Spanish instead of español because you speak just those couple of words of English. You know, being able to say English in English and also Spanish in English. Then I'm like, no, wait a minute. I fucking heard you speaking English to your grandmother behind me 5 seconds ago when you were up my ass. You little shit. I go, dude, I don't care what language you speak. This is a line. You, and I turn and point behind me, there. And I was like, dude, I'm going to have to hit a fucking 13-year-old in customs because we live in a society of laws, and I'm not going to deal with some little shit just breaking them for no fucking reason, especially on me. I don't know why I feel like that was something I couldn't just let pass.
You have a lot of anger, sir.
I hate it when people...
Your hate has made you powerful.
I don't like having a lot of useless rules, but one of the biggest things for me is people just don't fuck with other people. If you're in line because that's when you got there, fucking stay in line. The people who in front of you have been there slightly longer. You are not more important than them that you need to go in front of them. If you have, like, a broken leg or you're, you know, in a wheelchair or you have some sort of special need, the people who are in that line need to let you through because your need is higher and as fellow human beings need to recognize it. But if you're just some punk shit-faced little ass, keep yourself a fucking line.
You are a punk shit-faced little ass.
Punk those are all the words shit-faced little ass.
I'm very dizzy. I'll come up with a better word for him later.
I think that was the winner.
Oh, thank you. Okay. Well, then we'll stick with punk shit-faced little ass. In fact, put it on a t-shirt, Tim.
Done.
Excellent. Thank you. So I'm standing there in line thinking to myself, can I really hit a 13-year-old? And then I realize, yes, I can. I got this fist. He's got that face. They're in range of each other. I physically can punch a 13-year-old.
Is Andy going to have to choke a tween?
And I think that tubby little entitled bastard saw that look in my eye because he moved. I was like, dude, I don't know where he grew up. I don't know how he was fucking raised. But apparently, fear did not enter into his life enough.
And you put the fear of Andy in him.
he knew fear for a few moments there. Like, bitch, I will end you. I am 6'2", and you are fat little fucker, but I weigh double what you do.
At least.
No, he was a fat little fucker. Trust me, Noah, I know fat little fuckers.
Does he ever?
Yep. You know, all that talk about that little shitty kid aside, my least favorite part of the travel was not almost punching a 13-year-old, or pondering punching a 13-year-old. I guess almost punching a 13-year-old would be he doesn't move and then I actually make the decision, but considering it then. The worst part was that I spent hours the night before we left getting a bunch of movies for my son onto the iPad, and we actually get on the boat, and I think, okay, well, he needs to calm down. We'll put a movie on for him or something. I pull up the movie app on the iPad, and it says, no movies. Connect to the iTunes store to download some. I'm like, oh, fuck you, iPad. Fuck you.
Did you punch the iPad in the face?
I didn't, but I was very displeased with it. And we were still in range because we were still, you know, it was weird. We were off the coast of Puerto Rico at this point, like a couple of miles off the coast. But apparently AT&T can't get to my house, but they can get way out into the ocean off of Puerto Rico. So I looked it up online, and apparently it's happened to a couple of other people, and nobody else had any good reason for it. But it was, like, the answer was always, well, just sync it with your computer, and it'll download all of the movies that you put on. Well, I would do that if I was not 800 miles from my computer. Fuck you very much, Internet. So we found other things to do to keep him busy on the flight home. Well, that was it.
Did you give him a knife to play with?
Yes.
Sweet.
Every night at dinner, he kept going, knife, Drew, cut food, and grabbing a knife before anybody could get it away from him. And we never learned. Every night, he'd sit down and grab a knife. Drew, need this.
Drew, I just like the caveman talk that he has.
Yep.
Drew, cut food. Drew, need this.
It's getting better, but it really is like, you know, me, Tarzan, you, Jane shit still.
Drew, love chunk.
Drew will stab you. Well, that's too good. Drew, stab you.
What I also love is when he's trying to tell you, yeah, I'm going to do this, he'll end a sentence with, yeah. Like, Drew, throw toy, pop. Yeah, yeah. And the toy is already up, like, cocked in his hand. Like, yeah, yeah, that was your warning. Drew's about to let loose. And apparently Drew's going to break into the office and interrupt Tancast.
Quick, let's end it before he can.
Yes, let's do that.
So, Noah and I had stuff to talk about that we'll save for next week.
Oh, fuck me.
No,
sorry,
no.
Guys.
No. I knew it was going to be mostly Trip, but I thought maybe we'd tease these, because Noah saw Cowboys and Aliens.
Yes, excellent. I did.
I saw Harry Potter 7.5.
7.5.
We both saw Captain America.
We did.
Wow, Noah's definitely checked out, because he's just doing that same sing-song.
No, we did. I mean, like, I don't know. We did. I don't know what you want to say. We're going to talk about it later, right?
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't figure he was lying. Noah, can you confirm this?
What? I would just add my little thing in.
All right.
Noah should yell about, bullshit! Tim's full of crap.
Poppycock!
So, I locked myself out of my car. My wife broke my toe. Plenty of stories for next week.
Holy shit.
Wait, your wife broke her toe.
Did I say my toe?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Woo. Okay. My wife did not break my toe. She broke her toe.
We know she's violent, but...
Yeah, we can say, what did she like? Just stomp on your
when
foot.
When you're married, what's yours is mine, and what's mine is yours. So I feel her toe.
I just
as
imagine
though it were
she's
my
like,
own.
Tim, who drank the last Capri Sun, just holding your toe in her hand? Who drank it? Snap! It was me.
Like, I would have talked before. You can't give me a chance to talk.
I'm getting it from both barrels, from you and her. I'm going to have to fucking listen to this later and edit it to find out what you guys said.
Excellent.
Oh, good times.
Well,
anyway,
to
so
summarize
yes, all
my
that,
trip.
Noah, anything you want to tease for next week?
Not really. I mean, I think you kind of covered what we did. I ran 10 miles. Hooray. I'm doing it.
In a row?
Yes, in a row.
Did you wind it back where you started?
I did. That was
well,
good.
Then what was the fucking point?
Because I ended up a little bit healthier.
All right. Well, to summarize my trip, if you can take a cruise, do it. Little bitch ass bastard shit face cocksucker motherfuckers, whatever I was calling them before. Whatever. Going through customs.
Drew's very excited about that. Yay,
yes,
bitch ass cocksucker. Yay.
Yay.
Give me a knife.
He did count to 5. Come back when you can count to 20.
I would say in general, I don't get too upset about people just cutting in line in general. But cars, I do get irritated. Like, especially if you're like in the lane that's exiting and someone just drives past you all and like cuts in the last second. I'm like, oh, fuck you, dude.
Yep.
Yes. We agree on that.
And I'm trying to be more relaxed about cars that just kind of cut in front. I'm like, you know what? It's not a big deal. Even if I get upset at them, they're not going to care. They're going to go on with their life happy as can be.
Yeah, I think I'm less road ragey now than I used to be, but like when it's face to face, I'm more ready to snap on somebody.
Well, because then it means something.
Well, because I think when it's road ragey, it's a little anonymous. You also have to kind of account for the fact that everyone feels like they're master of their little car.
Santa?
Nobody.
Look, Santa?
Okay, you can have Santa. Here you go. Anyways, everybody in their car kind of gets that little feeling of entitlement, so everyone's a little bit more on edge with that kind of shit. And also, when it's face-to-face, it's like, not only is it like that much more personal, but then, like, if I do call somebody out on their shit face-to-face, they can see in my eyes the kind of trouble that they're in. And maybe they'll actually learn the lesson. If I honk my horn, that guy's going to forget about that. That horn honk didn't do shit to him. It's like, honk, honk, whatever. So I think I'm trying to care less about the cars, because I can't mete out lessons that way.
Someday.
No?
someday. Maybe you could do like mini teleporters. That's what I use mine for. I'll just teleport in a person's car real quick, just show them how angry I am, and then go back.
Yep. Or I'm just going to weld a huge cow pusher on the front of my car. Like, well, sir, you drive like an asshole, so you go off the road. Bump.
Yeah, I can't see that going badly for you.
No, not at all.
I can't see the police getting involved.
I'm going to wait until after society collapses on Tuesday. Or, I don't know, did we get a debt deal?
Oh, yeah, we did.
Oh, okay, so the Tea Party assholes finally came around.
But there are sacrifices made. I my friend posted an article, I haven't read it yet.
The fucking Tea Party guys, man, just that shit of, well, here are your choices. Give in to everything we say, or we tank the country.
I think Tim doesn't approve of this line of discussion right now.
Probably not. You guys are shitty at wrapping up a show.
Well, Tim, you're shitty at life.
All right.
Sorry, life was the first thing that popped. No, not sorry. Fuck
my
you.
My life is not inconveniencing you right now, though, is it?
That was hilarious. Like, it was like, well, that happened. Like, Andy gets all fucking super personal. You know what, Tim? You fucking suck. Your life's a failure.
I hate you and all of your works.
I think that's a good place to end it.
There's an asset for wrapping
it up. Yeah, forever.
Oh, I love you, Puddin', you know.
Welcome next week when it's fucking Tim and two other fuckers cast.
Wait, what did I do?
You laughed at it.
It was kind of funny, dude. Come on.
You go fuck yourself.
That's the, I don't think
I'll
you're
send my wife over there to break your toe.
Oh, shit.
She'll do it. No, we're in trouble.
All right. Well, have a good week, everyone.
Have a week. Take a cruise. Relax.
Try not to get angry.
Fresh tete juice.
Fresh tete juice.
No, I promised myself I wouldn't do it this week.
You did not promise any such thing. Do it.
Fuck, I will drop a clip of you saying it in here anyway, so you may as well just say it.
All right, here you go.
Fresh tete juice. See you next week.
You're riding the queef.
Congratulations, you actually made it through an episode of TanCast. If by some miracle you liked it, why not tell your friends so even more people can share in this? Or you could tell a stranger by leaving us a review at iTunes. You can also tell more strangers by going to our official TanCast store at cafepress.com/TanCast. You can find a link to it at TanCast.com, where you can also read our blogs, leave comments on this or any other episode, and you can find links to our Facebook fan page and our Twitter fan page. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid, who composed the official TanCast theme. Once again, we appreciate you putting up with our bullshit. We'll catch you next time on TanCast. TanCast.
Someone taking a shit over there?
I need my energy drink.
Oh, okay.
I was going to say, that's one watery shit there, Tim.
That's what I assumed. Someone had the bloody diarrhea.
Yeah. I got the trots.
The trots. That sounds so happy. Like, it doesn't sound like what it is. Well, I got the trots. Oh, good times.
Like, yeah, so me and Melinda, we went for a little trot around the estate, or, I just had a little trot all around the washroom.
Oh, damn. Whew. Motherfucker, good.
I take it being on the ocean didn't make you any funnier.
No, it did not.
Watch out, Sinbad.
No, there was no magical island out there with, you know, some, like, comedy mermaid sitting on it going, "Swim to us, Andy, and we will make you funny!"
Those mermaids sound very old.
And a little scary.
I was going to say this.
Swim to us and then you'll get a word that's original from my bowl of candy.
Be careful. It's stuck to all the other candy.
I like where there's originals, by the way. I think they're delicious.
Someone of course said you, old man.
That's what someone said, like, old person candy. I'm like, what? Fuck, who doesn't like caramel? Caramel.
I don't particularly care for caramel, if you want to know my honest opinion.
Well, I didn't, so fuck you.
All right.